South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Hey, you're there.
Got me here.
All right. Now, David, so we're going to talk about Facebook. Of course, Facebook's parent now, the name is Meta. And their stock continuing to free fall. A lot of value lost very quickly, right?
Exactly. Meta, as we all know, the company formerly known as Facebook, continued to plummet yesterday, actually, adding another 5% to what was now a 27% drop in the past week. So they've lost more than $230 billion of its market value in a
week.
Wow.
$230 billion.
So, and that kind of maybe puts a little bit of a crimp in Mark's holiday plans. I'm not sure.
I was wondering what his loss would be, but it's got to be in the billions.
He's the boss. This is what he's losing, so it's making his paycheck go down a little bit.
Wow. Think about that. Now, probably his yacht could get under the bridge as opposed to Zuckerberg, right? Bezos.
Bezos,
yeah. His yacht was too high. I'm sure Zuckerberg has a smaller yacht.
Just a smaller mast or something anyway. But look, so after losing more than $230 billion in market value, the company said that Apple's iPhone privacy changes, which impacts its ad targeting and measuring, would result in another $10 billion revenue hit this year.
Wow, okay. So
we talked about that last year.
Ad targeting, that's where they're making their money.
Exactly.
Okay.
So last year we talked about it when Apple first introduced its app targeting transparency, which allowed all of us iPhone and iPad users to opt out of having apps share or track our activity. And it's interesting that the New York Times said that the vast majority of iPhone users have chosen to utilize this feature.
Yeah, I would imagine if you were given a chance to use it, I would imagine most people would opt into that.
Yeah, the targeted ads that Facebook makes all his money on are not things that we really want to experience when we're surfing the web or whatever we're doing on our phones. So it only makes sense that that's going to be another disruption in their revenue this year.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird, but I've gotten just so used to it now. Anytime I Google something, you know, usually it's for the show or something while I'm on the air, and then it's already in my Facebook feed.
Exactly. I can Google something one day, and the next day I can find everything I want. So I just do it, put my phone down, and it's going to all report back to me with the things that it thinks I need.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but that's I guess, how they make the majority of their money, right, is through the advertising.
Exactly. And now they're going to have to come up with another means of earning from people who just don't want those targeted ads. And, you know, this was all one problem last week, but they also did another annual report last week as well. And to add to the problem, Meta has said it is considering shutting down Facebook and Instagram in Europe.
What? Why?
Yeah. So
why would they do that?
The regulators in Europe are currently drawing up new legislation that will dictate how the European Union citizens use data that gets transferred across the Atlantic.
Uh-oh.
So right now, they have no protection from what data gets transferred to our country, which indicates that in some instances, U.S. agencies such as the NSA can theoretically ask the Internet companies like Facebook and Google to hand over data on an EU citizen.
Okay. All right. So I would imagine, yeah, the EU is going to stick up for their own people, and obviously they would like not to do this. And sometimes the regulation in Europe can be a bit more harsh than over here, so they may not want to play anymore.
They're much more security conscious in Europe than we've become here, or have become yet. We will eventually get there, but it takes some arm twisting.
Okay. So, in that case, okay, so they would think about shutting it down or coming up with another model that maybe works there.
Exactly. So, and this is where we are now. It's called the Metaverse, which is why they changed their name to Meta. And last year, Facebook shipped more than 10 million units of its virtual reality headset, Quest 2. So you've probably seen it on TV with some goofy guys holding controllers in their hands and walking into walls as they're playing games. So they expect us to spend lots of time interacting with friends and colleagues in virtual space. And as a result, they would spend money there, too, on outfits and objects for our digital avatars.
Huh. Well,
yeah, that's what I said, huh?
I don't know. I feel like that can only go so far. I mean, who's got time for that?
Well, apparently it's not our generation, but
oh, okay.
there are other gens out there that think that this is wonderful.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess that's just proving my age now is becoming reality here. I mean, obviously, you know, I did enjoy laser tag and television and Atari, but maybe this is the cool new thing. Quest 2, all virtual reality. I mean, it does seem good, I guess, but again, I would think that there would only be a limited market. It wouldn't make up for the advertising loss, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
And the thing about if you're going to be interacting with friends and colleagues in virtual space, it's still going to have to be an after-hours thing. We all have to work during the day.
Yeah.
Or whatever shifts we work.
We should be.
You're not going to be running around with a Quest 2 headset on, wearing goofy-looking headgear and swinging around controllers while you're supposed to be working.
No, you can't. You'll be bumping into everything, are you? You can't do that. all right, we'll see. I mean, obviously, they're going to come up with something if they want to. I would think that maybe it's buying something else. Who knows? We'll see if they can do that, but I don't know if their valuation is down. But sometimes that's the way some companies do that, right? You buy somebody that's doing something similar and just add them into your fold or take them out of the competition.
Exactly right. So Facebook's competition, according to Zuckerberg, is TikTok.
TikTok.
The major challenger. Mm.
Well, we can't
now
buy that.
Trying, yeah. Right. You can't buy that one.
How do they make their money? Do they have advertising, too? Is that what all of that is? With TikTok?
I am not a TikTok user.
No, I know. I don't know either, but I just know that the kids love it.
Yep, unless you show your friends what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
In some cases, not.
What the model is there for money, but I don't know. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, I guess we'll see how all this works out for the latest on Facebook and their stock drop. David's got the latest up on his blog, and people can go and check it out, right?
Absolutely. Go to actsmartit.com. And click on my blog link.
ActSmartIT.com. David Snell with us every week at this time. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Rob.